Hi, y'all. So this week, I thought that a lot of what I was reading in the text or in the webinars connected back to the Garcia chapter's discussion of the importance of broadening the view of family and community engagement. And I guess a misconception, or, well, I don't know if misconception is quite the right word, but something that I've heard a lot of in the education world is educators talking about how there are so many parents who don't want to engage with their child's education. But I think that what a lot of the texts from this week did is challenge that perception by both emphasizing that sometimes there are barriers to engaging with a child's education, for a family to engage with a child's education, but that there are unequal barriers, but that there are also ways that families engage with their children's education that aren't recognized by schools. So the Equity in Practice webinar, for example, highlighted a lot of really great examples of parental engagement from families of dually classified learners, from things like walking their children to school or teaching their kids life skills, engaging with language education, like producing Spanish media that the family consumes together, or signing their children up for sports, things like using Google Translate and other technologies and resources to help with homework, hiring tutors, all that stuff. And I think that a lot of these ways of parental or caregiver engagement aren't recognized, especially as it relates to linguistically and racially minoritized families. So, like, the Garcia reading talks about how schools celebrate parental engagement that reflects white middle-class values and expectations, but many of the ways of family engagement that were touched on in the webinar don't fit into these white middle-class values and expectations. I thought this was especially true for some of the ways that parents and caregivers from language-minoritized families take on the role of language educators by doing things like creating media in languages other than English or teaching language other than English to their kids. This is something that doesn't fit with the white middle class values and expectations, but it is still parental engagement that is enriching, or not just enriching a child's experience, but or education, but is part of the child's education, and that's just often not recognized in schools. I thought the Gallo and Link reading also provided some really powerful examples of parental engagement that often goes unrecognized. So, you know, bringing their children to these activist movements that directly involved things that this family was going through, with deportation, and, you know, this same family was bringing their children to after-school programs that talked about these topics of deportation that their kids were dealing with. But these are things that school systems often don't recognize. I think something I was thinking about is a lot of times educators will talk about the importance of after school programs for kids, but I think something this program that they talked about in this reading is not always the type of after school program that schools push or value the most, even though they are very valuable for these kids and these families. Yeah, so basically we have a situation where school systems are asking more from language minoritized families than they do for white monolingual families. Like, they're asking these families to do things like translate homework and other things from school in a way that families from monolingual English-speaking families often don't have to do. So they're putting that extra pressure on these families, but then they're also invalidating the ways that these same families are engaging with their child's education. And this extra pressure isn't just the fault of, like, individual educators or schools. It's part of a, you know, larger systemic issue of there not being enough funding or resources to alleviate some of this pressure, like not having designated translators. But it also comes from just a lack of acknowledging the different means of engagement that don't fit with white middle-class goals and priorities. So yeah, as teachers, we need to find openings in curriculums to bring in families' lived experiences and means of engagement that go beyond what happens in the school building. And I thought that, I thought these readings did a really great job of kind of talking about some of these ways that language minoritized families both run into barriers that ask them for more than other families, but that also they are doing many things that just aren't recognized.